Would somebody read chapter 22, verses 1 to 6?
If a man steals an ox or a sheep and kills it or sells it, he shall repay 5 oxen for an ox and 4 sheep for a sheep. If a thief is found breaking in and is struck so that he dies, there shall be no blood guilt for him. But if the sun is risen on him, there shall be blood guilt for him. He shall surely pay. If he has nothing, then he shall be sold for his theft. If the stolen beast is found alive in his possession, whether it is an ox or a donkey or a sheep, he shall pay double. If a man causes a field or a vineyard to be grazed over, or lets a beast loose, and it feeds on another man's field, he shall make restitution from the beast in his own field and in his own vineyard. If fire breaks out and catches in thorns, so that the stacked grain or the standing grain or the field is consumed, he who started the fire shall make full restitution.
Okay, several personal property things. A man steals an ox or a sheep, and he kills or sells it. What do we do to the man who stole it? How much restitution? Why 5 oxen, only 4 sheep? I think that's the point. An ox is more useful, an ox does work. You know, you steal the guy's ox, that's his livelihood. So that's the most serious thing you could take from him. You're stealing his means to work on the farm. And then, what if a thief is breaking in? Can you kill him? Yes, unless. Unless what? Now, why does it matter if the sun has risen or not? Yes, you can see him. What? How does that matter?
You're going to be more precise in your story.
I don't think so.
Everyone can see you.
I don't think so. Brian?
If you can see him, then you can identify him. Like, if he's in to steal, you can be like, oh, that guy over there, he can't take my stuff.
Well, good idea. I don't think so. But good idea, Dave. Yes, what could their intent be?
Maybe they'll kill you.
Yes, I think that's the idea. At night you can't see him, you don't know if he's got a weapon, you don't know what he's got, you don't know what he's trying to do. And so the killing would not be condemned. But if the sun has risen and he's just a thief, you can tell that he doesn't have a weapon on him. You can tell that he's not going to hurt you. You don't just have unlimited freedom to defend yourself or to retaliate. You know, if the sun has risen, then you're guilty if you kill him. And of course, you know, the thief has to make restitution. If he actually has the animal in his possession, how much does he have to pay? Double. So he pays 4 or 5 times if the ox or sheep has been stolen or eaten, but double if he actually still has it and you can get it back. Questions or comments on those first 4 verses? Okay, 5 and 6. If you let your animal loose and it grazes in another man's field, what are you supposed to do? Pay back from the best you've got. If a fire breaks out and it spreads to somebody else's field and burns up their crop, what are you supposed to do? Restitution. There may have been no criminal intent. You didn't intend for the fire to get out of hand, but you're responsible. Again, I think principles of justice and fairness. I think you see that all the way through this. You know, just great fairness in these things. And, you know, certain cases mentioned that would illustrate the whole. Comments or questions on this? Okay, this group looks pretty pretty weary. I think what we might do, it'll take us a couple minutes to close off here anyway. Why don't we do that and then stay here until we